Back in the 60s, the horror soap opera Dark Shadows had a loyal cult following. That cult continued into the 90s by way of home video. Dark Shadows returns to the airwaves this weekend on NBC. TV critic David Bianculli is prepared with a crucifix, cloves of garlic, and a stake and hammer.
Available now on MPI Home Video.
What are you doing here?
Get ready to scream again, because Dark Shadows is back.
That's worth screaming about, all right. I never could understand the appeal of Dark Shadows. Not because the show was a soap opera about vampires and witches, but because the only scary thing about it was how awful the acting and writing were. Jonathan Frid, who played vampire Barnabas Collins, was the worst. Unfortunately, he was also the star, even though he could never seem to recite a line of dialogue without flubbing it or stopping in mid-sentence to remember the rest. Here's a typical scene from that series, with Frid confiding in Dr. Julia Hoffman, who's played by Grayson Hall.
I don't know why you want to continue with these injections. Obviously, they aren't working.
Don't be so pessimistic, Barnabas.
But we must get on with the experiment now.
You know we can't do that.
Julia, we have less than 48 hours before that lifeless creature upstairs becomes useless and I have to revert back to what I was.
Oh, Barnabas, I'm doing all I can to help you. That's all I can do.
The original Dark Shadows, like a vampire, bites and sucks. Also like a vampire, it's coming back from the dead. Mainly because the creator of Dark Shadows, Dan Curtis, went on to bigger and better things, like making War and Remembrance. So now he has the clout to do what he wants. I won't be nasty and point out that Curtis could hardly have gone on to smaller and worse things after the original Dark Shadows. But in remaking Dark Shadows, Curtis has done two things he didn't do the first time around. Spend money on special effects and hire a few good actors. This Barnabas, for example, is played by Ben Cross, the lonely long-distance runner in Chariots of Fire. And this time around, Dr. Julia is played by Barbara Steele, who produced War and Remembrance with Curtis. It's a nice casting touch because around the time when the old Dark Shadows was on the air, Steele was starring in a series of Italian horror films. Needless to say, they both come off well in comparison to the originals.
What would you say if I told you I could give you a normal life?
Doctor, the curse of my existence is beyond the realm of your science.
You would like to lead a normal life, wouldn't you?
Do you really believe that anyone could actually enjoy an existence such as mine? I haven't seen the light of day nor felt the warmth of the sun for 200 years.
There's a lot more dry ice this time around, and the cast members, especially the women, are a lot sexier. But the new scripts are nearly as bad as the old ones, and neither the horror nor the humor is in quite the right vein, so to speak. For a while, I guess I'll keep watching the new Dark Shadows as a guilty pleasure. But based on the way it's starting out, there'll be a lot more guilt than pleasure.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.